Hi there. The word for you today is it well with your soul? In 2 Kings 4, verse 26, we read, "Say to her, is it well with you?" And she answered, "It is well." Let me ask you perhaps the most important question you'll ever face. If you died today, would you go to heaven? Now, before you answer, let me share a story with you. In 1871, fire ravaged the city of Chicago, leaving 300 people dead and 100,000 homeless. Attorney Horatio Gates Spafford, a friend of D.L. Moody, helped its people get back on their feet. After 2 years of tireless effort, he and his family decided to take a much-needed vacation. They planned to travel to England and join Moody in an evangelistic crusade, and then go on to Europe for a rest. When Spafford got delayed, he sent his family on ahead, planning to meet them on the other side of the Atlantic, but they never made it. Near Newfoundland, their ship collided with an English sailing vessel and sank within 20 minutes. Spafford's wife, Anna, survived by clinging to some floating wreckage, but all four of their daughters drowned. The next day, Spafford received this terrible two-word telegram from his wife, "Saved, alone." He immediately went to be with her. Later, in the course of reiterating their story to D.L. Moody, Spafford said quietly, "It is well. The will of God be done." In those days of overwhelming grief and sorrow, Spafford was inspired to write the beloved hymn that has comforted so many of us. Here's a verse from it. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Let me ask you, can you sing those words? You can when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Why don't you do it today? Don't put it off. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? Okay, that's the word for you today.